Now, the cricket pay dispute goes on, Pete.
Goes on. It goes on. What's going on?
What would Dodd Bradman say?
Put your finger out.
Would he?
Yeah.
A gentleman like Bradman?
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
2MCR FM 100.3.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You are here with Glenn and Peter and Tony, and Mad Mick is here.
Hello,
man. Hello, hello.
He's eating.
He's got his mouth full at the moment.
And Steve.
And Steve, I am.
You're here. Are you here,
Steve? I am here. We are all here.
You sure you're here?
Big show this week. Pete's week.
Huge.
Mad Mick presents. There's TV news. There's sport.
Yes.
A lot is happening.
Sport.
A lot.
Yeah, Mad Mick gets mad about council mergers and trains.
Surprise.
And everything
actually,
in between.
Should we talk about trains in Pete's week as well? Come on.
Oh, it's like train week.
Nah.
Train watch.
Yeah, we've got.
And I brought my car this week.
Very odd. So did I. Yeah. Also.
Plus, we've got some interesting songs as well.
Yeah, sure, we do.
Yeah, good songs.
We have interesting songs.
Great classic hits.
Classic. Great classic hits.
Yeah.
No, wrong station.
Sorry. And we have sport coming up.
2MCR FM 100.3.
What's happening sport this week, Pete?
Dragons lost today in the NRL. Isn't it great? An upset, Newcastle won.
Pete? No, it's
Bulldogs.
Not great.
Well, and also the Bulldogs are out of contention.
But that's
good
news.
Will the coach be there next year? We just don't know. And it's the first time in a long time that Des Hasler has missed the finals.
Do you realise every time the Dragons lose, the St George Bank put the interest rate up?
Everyone's a loser there.
So, yeah, that's, interesting there.
Now, Swans too.
Swans lost.
Steve, you need to go to another game.
No, I have to go. I feel like every time I'm not there, they lose.
Women's cricket's taking off.
Yeah.
So what happened with the Swans, though?
Hawthorn, they played again. They lost again by 6 points. So he played Hawthorn earlier on this year, and they lost by six as well.
So do you reckon there's this Hawthorn-Swans grand final possibility and we might lose again?
Maybe, yeah.
Because Hawthorn's still being strong.
Hawthorn now going up the ladder, and Sydney's just there, I don't know.
To be fair, the Swans did win, like, eight in a row, right?
Something like that,
we have eight songs in a row coming up, but they won eight in a row. Like, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And what about GWS, anyway, Pete? They're still
coming. They won today, so they're coming second, and Adelaide's coming first, so...
So looking at the AFL ladder, looking at grand final time, it's coming up, it's getting close. Adelaide's number one, the Crows. GWS, second place. Swans in sixth.
Yeah, they dropped a bit there, but it's pretty close.
Can the Swans make the top four?
I don't think so. After last night.
They paid that badly?
They could drop out of the top eight because it's all pretty close. Seriously.
Well, that's right, because in ninth place is just one win behind, really. West Coast is tied with Essendon in eighth place. Although a whole bunch of teams, actually. There's four teams there. Essendon, West Coast, Bulldogs, St Kilda. It's going to be points difference going to be important, which is probably the first time that's been important.
It's a percentage job.
Which is going to be the most important thing for a long time, right?
Better win next week. Four games to go,
Pressure's on.
Under pressure.
Now, what about the NRL ladder, Pete?
Melbourne.
South Sydney, are they on there?
Melbourne. No, they're below Bulldogs, but if South...
So they're out as well?
Oh, I'd say
Tigers
so.
Still coming last.
Newcastle won, which is amazing.
Everyone's out. Who's in?
Melbourne.
Melbourne and the Sharks. Roosters, Broncos.
Yeah.
Now, what about this protest over the weekend, Pete? The pay.
In the NRL.
Yeah,
what's happening?
Apparently they're putting green armbands on and...
Tony Bennett?
Is that to signify
not
money?
Not the singer, but the coach?
Wayne Bennett.
I couldn't remember his name. I'm thinking, I know it's Bennett, but I can't remember. Is it Tony Bennett?
Tony Bennett. God, he sings now.
Good. Yeah. Oh, have you heard him sing, though?
Yeah.
Wayne Bennett?
He sings in the shower.
I sing in the shower.
So apparently he said it was wrong. He said it was wrong, though. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Should you protest if you're a player?
Yeah, you shouldn't protest.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with protesting's good.
You do it all the time, Pete.
No.
Now, also to Dean Ricciardo, he is the fastest Hungarian Grand Prix contestant this week.
Mm.
He's obviously Australian, not Hungarian.
Okay.
Vettel's second. Do you think he can win this one?
I hope so. He's won for a while. So.
He did. He won one not long ago. He was on the podium not long ago. I think Monaco, he got was on the podium.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. He had a shoey.
We don't have shoeys no more.
I know. This could be his first non-shoey win.
Don't have shoeys anymore. Because it makes him sick. So,
Now, the Matildas, Pete, historic win.
Yes.
Against?
Tournament of Nations. It was
correct.
America.
Yes. 1-0 against the world champions, Pete.
Yes.
They are on top of the world.
They play four games or three games each.
Now, Pete, the swimming's on in the world championships.
Yes.
Not that you'd ever notice because...
I have.
Well, you have, but I didn't notice because...
It was on TV.
Where's the gold?
Nowhere.
What's going on, Pete?
Why don't we have gold?
Where is the gold?
Because they're useless.
This is the first time in 31 years in a world championship that we may bring back no gold. Gold diggers need not apply. There's no gold.
That leaves me out,
then. Yeah, leaves you out.
Yeah.
So what's gone wrong with the Australian swim team? Like, what is it this time? Have they been taking advice from the tennis players?
Got aggro. Yeah.
Aggro? Is he playing tennis now? Aggro's cartoon connections playing tennis. Sounds about right. Do we just not have anyone that's good at the moment, or?
I don't know, it's weird, performing.
Yeah. Now, did you watch the Sunday night interview with Tomic?
No, I didn't.
At the time I thought about it, the money was insane.
But the money was rolling in anyway. By the time Bernard turned 18, he'd made his first million, and his life was in the fast lane. So fast that one day, on the Gold Coast, he was charged with speeding three times. A year later, he was booked again and lost his license.
Driving around in an orange BMW and then trading it for a yellow Ferrari, you didn't ever feel that you were standing out a little?
Well, not really. I mean, in my position at 18, 19, you'd do the same, I'm sure.
Wow. Isn't he special? He just was Sookie.
Oh, Sookie Lala.
Well, it is Tomic.
It was Tomic, yeah. He's just like, I don't care, and he defended himself. Basically, and I was like, I don't care.
I don't have to work for the rest of my life. But
I can just go there and be over 50.
I just tell it like it is.
50% on me average, you know, I'm fine, I'll be right. Idiot.
Do you not like him?
He's all right.
He's all right.
Surely it's.
No, they're not.
Now, the Wanderers got a new player too, Pete.
Coming back. He's coming back all right. Mark Bridge. He's coming back. He's local. He bought a house and then he left, so... You've got to come back sometime. You can't just buy a house and leave. But he's coming back next season. We'll see what the Wanderers... And actually, the Wanderers are playing in the FFA Cup, one of their round of... Not this week, next week, at Campbelltown Stadium. One of the rounds of 32, I think it is. So, yes.
In other news, a couple of weeks back, so this actually missed my attention, Pete, and I was a bit surprised it shouldn't have, but apparently the Arsenal coach made an observation when the Wanderers and Sydney FC played against them. Apparently, he reckons the Wanderers are physically tougher than Sydney FC.
No, they're not.
They are. That's
hey. What do you think we won the grand final for, huh? Because we're the tough ones.
I reckon you're going to lose badly.
They've lost a player for half the season.
Yeah.
I reckon we can.
You're going to get the curse of the A-League. You win one year, you lose the next.
Nah, I reckon we can
you
do it.
You do, because you've got those extra games, and then you're like, you know, you lose the players with the salary cap,
lose
and
the plot.
Then an injury, you lose the plot, which is probably Sydney FC's problem all along.
No, but I reckon we can win again.
Now, the cricket pay dispute goes on, Pete.
Goes on. What's going on?
What would Dodd Bradman say?
Put your finger out.
Would he?
Yeah.
A gentleman like Bradman? Is it getting closer to resolution? Because it looks like it's not.
He says, I don't know. It's going to go to the arbitration committee.
Because that's what the Cricket Australia's gone out this week to say they're going to do.
Yeah, if they still can't get a deal. Which I reckon they still can't get a deal. So, like other cricket players back in the time, they just...
No deal. It sounds like deal or no deal. Andrew O'Keefe, no deal. Get him in. Problem solved. Andrew O'Keefe will sort it out. He does it in 30 minutes. Like 30 minutes, pay dispute done. You bring in the suitcases.
With cash, there you go.
Bring out the cash. What do you win? You can make it into a TV show.
Do it with the NRL players as well.
Now, Paddy Mills, Pete, how's he doing?
Ambassador of the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games.
Yes. He's out in Australia, but how much does he earn, Pete? Have a guess.
$2.
Pension card price?
Yeah. That's $260, isn't it? Millions of dollars?
How many millions, you reckon?
10.
Higher.
20?
Higher.
$50 million!
Higher. $65 million.
A year?
Oh, well, over his deal. So it's over a couple of years.
Does anyone have his email?
Are you his long-lost brother?
I'm his long-lost brother. I want some money.
I just wanted to ask for a request. But you could be his brother for sure.
I'm related. Come on. Please, don't you know?
But he's probably the most successful original athlete since Cathy Freeman.
Yeah.
Like in the world stage, he...
And what's that, 65 hour for years?
Oh, that's a number of years, 3 or 5 years. Like, it's still, hey, at 65 million, do you need to care?
Yeah, you don't need all that.
Hey, if he was Philip, what was his name? Tomic? He wouldn't care. 65 million? He would have retired halfway through the deal. He would have given up.
No deal. I want out of here.
What's going on with Nick Philippoussis' dad?
Oh, yes. Naughty man.
No, you don't even know if he did.
Well, he's pleaded not guilty to 14 charges of child model station. Apparently under suspicion of abusing 2 9-year-old girls that he was coaching for tennis. He's in position of trust. He's been arrested in the US in San Diego. This is a very serious charge. But this is the same thing, right? This is another position of trust. A coach of children is in a similar point of trust as like a school teacher or a priest or like people would trust somebody like that, and to have that happen, if it has happened, because it's obviously alleged at this point, it's probably on the courts in America, but yeah.
I love that word, alleged.
Yeah. Well, it is alleged. It not is. Not proven yet. It's got to go for the court system. Sure. Even in America, they have a court system, apparently.
Yeah. Do they? Is Trump there every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually trying to like trying to figure out why his tweets aren't going to law. Like, isn't Twitter connected to the system? Like, I thought it was run Twitter. Like, come on. What happens if he forgets his password one day? God, the world would be a safer place for an hour or two.
2MCRFM 100.3.
Breaking news.
Fraser Anning was the next in line, but is subject to a bankruptcy investigation, raising the possibility of Judy Smith joining Pauline in Parliament.
There might be a new Hanson in One Nation.
Hanson?
Hanson.
Oh,
Hanson.
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 Oh, Hanson. I want Hanson.
Yeah.
I hear it's contagious.
I think so. It might drop off when you use it.
So is this part of the thing that seems to be in fashion at the moment, the dual citizen senators and parliamentarians that can't figure out which country they're born in?
No. Yeah.
Well, you know, how much my mum tells me I was born in Botswana last week.
I don't know what my mother signed me up for this week.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, or they just claim that they didn't sign up at all and someone else did it. How did they get to forge their signature and get down all their private details?
No, come on. Italian mummers have special rights in Italy, right?
They are above the law.
They're above the law. Like, if your Italian mama turns up at the Italian embassy, your son's in, he's in. No arguments. Mama doesn't...
Just like Wardy's mother. Take that and you're all right.
That's it. The One Nation senator there has apparently had a long list of histories about how he's trying to defend himself, saying, I don't know what was right or wrong. He does sound like he may not be a dual citizen.
Yeah, it sounds a bit shifty.
Well, he did explain it the other day on telly, and I couldn't really kind of get it. I was kind of following, but it kind of seemed like...
It didn't sound right, but he got confirmation after he was elected.
And that was like 6 months after, right?
Yeah.
Because he apparently put the paperwork in, never came back from the British, because the British apparently are too busy watching cricket and drinking tea, lack of a stereotype. Mm. And it didn't come back in time.
Mm. But the worst part about it is this federal elections. If you're getting any benefit from the government, you're not allowed to stand either.
Yes, but there's been a question. The pension one's been tested, and apparently that's okay.
The pension?
It's all right.
When did it get tested? Because I'll stand next time.
Yeah, apparently there was I read an article about it. Apparently there's been a case where they reckon the pension's not covered by that section of the Constitution.
Is that because they don't earn enough?
But no, you've got this other case that they've got in the court too, where apparently some guy owns a shopping centre and it happens to have a shop that has Australia Post in the shop.
Right.
And apparently that's a government-related, like, that disqualifies him too. Like, some of the stuff they're getting to is becoming a bit silly. Like, that is a more silly one, I've
heard. Because this one, the worst part about that type of thing is they're not getting the right style of people into to do be politicians. They're getting crap in.
So should that be in Section 44, maybe? Don't be a douche.
Don't let crap in.
Don't be a douche provision. Like, douche about dual citizenship.
No, douchebag. Douchebag.
Douchebag, that's right.
Yeah, douchebag.
Don't be a douchebag.
Do you feel sorry for that liberal guy that kind of
don't ask me that.
Okay. Let's say, for example, there's a hypothetical politician that happened to be from Italy, or his mother was. Do you feel sorry for the fact his mother signed up for citizenship he didn't get mentioned about?
Ask Wardy.
Should he be kicked out?
Yep. Just like Wardy did when he took that tablet from his mother and got caught.
Don't trust your mother, people.
Yeah.
Stay away from mother.
He should have known better, as the song was said. Should have known better.
So before you go to Parliament, check with your mum, check with your dad, check with every embassy in the world. There's only 200 of them. You'd be able to be elected.
I'm lucky. I born here. My mum was born here, and my dad was born here, so I don't have to.
But you've done a test where it tells you you're from all these other places.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, hold on. His DNA is from other allegiances.
Sorry, Mickey.
Should we go back to DNA and DNA test that they're pure blood Australians?
I think so.
No.
So they have no conflict of interest.
But remember, purebred Australians...
It's so funny we talk about this stuff today. Like,
remember, the first Australians weren't the Aborigines. They were another primitive tribe.
It's just silly that they're doing this, but yet the Queen is still our head of state.
But she's true blue Aussie, mate.
Oh, right.
True blue ass.
Isn't that silly?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how white you are or green or grey or purple, whatever.
When
they check it all out on the DNA... Everyone goes back to Africa. So everyone turns out to be black.
So everyone's disqualified.
I'll tell you what.
It took them 3 tries and I thought I was going alien on the 3rd try.
Oh, dear.
Was the 3rd time good luck, so does that mean no other people after this?
No, I don't know, because when they did the test first for the DNA, no results.
This
then the second time, no results. I'm an alien.
Did they just tell you that so they could get more money out of you?
No, they kept on having to pay for it.
Oh, actually, I think it was the sequel of E.T., E.T. 2, Mad Mick. But anyway, other news this week, Aunt Gladdy decided... Aunt Gladdy decided to reverse the council mergers in the North Shore and the Eastern Suburbs.
Hooray.
Those in the West who emerged, tough cookies. You're too late. You didn't fight it in court. Was she right to do that? Because you think she was right, she should merge the councils.
She should never merge the councils.
But should she have decided to stop these ones, but not all of them? Because some of them have happened now, right?
She should have stopped them all.
Yeah.
And she won't be in politics after the next election. She'll be kicked out. She'll be gone.
I don't know about that, but...
No, they're selling everything off. And we've got nothing left.
I haven't sold you off yet, Mick.
I know, I'm too valuable. I'm too valuable.
Labor does it too.
Yeah, I know Labor did it.
Liberals a bit more aggressive and more enthusiastic.
They got into power and they never said they were going to sell anything.
No, you wouldn't do that when they get votes. Mick, come on.
So they're legally, they're not so entitled to sell our stuff because they didn't get voted into and they haven't got a mandate. The only mandate...
Mick, you don't need a mandate to sell things, though.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
You can sell stuff on
your own. No, you only have to be in politics and be elected. No.
That's it. It's all about mandates. Like, we talk about mandates. Like, I've got a mandate to do X. No, we voted you in to run the country.
Yeah, that's right.
We vote you in to do something X, Y, and Z because that's not what you vote for. You vote for the person to run the country. You don't vote for a particular
policy. No, they do.
No, they don't because this happens in both sides of politics.
I hate to say.
I think a lot of people do, though, Glenn.
Yeah.
They try to make it out to do, but then they make these...
But they give them all these promises. They give them, oh, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you, and... But they never do it. But that's what you call fraud.
Yeah, but Mick,
they make all these promises and not keep them.
On personality.
I wouldn't.
Well, a lot of people do.
That's why I voted for you, Mick.
Yeah.
I did vote for you.
You weren't my electorate, but
I voted for myself.
There we go. But the problem is, like, for example, like you can't vote and agree with every policy the candidate.
No, but they're supposed to.
Like, you might propose 100 things, and you might like one of them. And that's the best one of the lot. Like, it doesn't mean you support everything they do. It's just that you've got other options.
But they didn't say what they were going to do. They just said, vote us in, we'll do a job. And then only there, not to sell stuff, they're supposed to maintain it. And our transport system is totally RS.
Really sensational.
RS.
Really satisfactory.
Probably closer to the mark. Another interesting topic this while you've been away,
and,
Nick. Postal votes coming back.
Yes.
I'm very excited. About time the post office got some
more
letters.
Postal votes?
Apparently Peter Dutton's decided for the plebiscite, the Tanya plebiscite,
where
they're going to have gay marriage decided by a vote.
By
they're going to do it by post.
That's
they're
going to be...
send everybody in the country a letter and say, you can vote
you know
by
what's
post.
Happen? People are going to throw these away. They'll think it's...
Who's going to get a letterbox?
No one goes to a letterbox anymore, honestly.
The other part about it...
A postal vote. Mick, come on, seriously, a postal vote?
It's 2017.
All I have to do is go, we vote yes or no. Everyone stands up and stick their hand up.
You know why they're doing it, so it doesn't get in, because not many people are going to do the postal vote.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know why they're not going to do it?
Because all the old people that will vote against it, essentially...
Will be the only ones voting.
Yeah. And they win. Like, but it's actually genius. It's actually so clever.
No one in their 20s is going to a postal vote.
Yeah, but no one's going to vote anyway, or very little are going to vote, because all the letters are going to come out to the homeowner. Not everyone owns a home.
That's your electoral roll. Your electoral roll.
It will have your name on it.
Has to have your name.
I sit corrected.
Donald Duck at 1 Mickey Mouse Way.
Oh, my mum will be...
America Avenue or whatever it is.
No.
Disney World.
John Citizen.
No. What's his name? Epic. Oh, what they call out? I can't remember it now.
Hey, Abbott!
Yeah, it wasn't
Abbott.
It.
No. Oh, how's he going?
Abbott.
Is he going to England?
I don't know.
What gets me is how much he travels. Are we paying for his travelling?
Of course.
We shouldn't be paying for his travelling.
Yeah, he needs to go to these places for some reason.
Hey,
he needs to go to hell.
Trips right away. You want to go to Britain? No problems.
He can go to hell.
Antarctica.
I've been to hell.
Don't come back, please.
As long as he's not next to him, he'd be glad to send him off somewhere.
And also, too, Donald Trump this week, too, announced... He's fired. He's back on the apprentice
he's,
days.
What
he's
gets,
fired the transgenders. Yes.
No more in the army.
What gets me
is
every
the
day...
too much, apparently.
Yeah. Every day you're talking about Trump.
The medical.
Get rid of Trump. Don't worry about him.
He's got his 4 years though, man.
Yeah, but every day we're here. Trump did this, Trump did that. It's getting bloody boring.
Do you know what happened though, Mick? I actually thought the other day, I went, Trump actually hasn't said anything really stupid for at least a couple of weeks. Mm. We're due. It has to happen. It has to be like...
And
right on cue.
He sends a tweet in the morning.
That's it. He obviously went... Maybe tweeted him an email saying, have you tweeted for a while? Yeah. Like, we're missing
you. Still there? Like,
you're still there. Yeah.
The other part is...
Yeah, it's sad.
There's... new things coming in, like this railway thing. And they say...
coming up in Peacewick, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The railway. Where they say, we're going to only have... we're going to have, in the new development of the railway, which is coming through Baulker Mills, they got no drivers, mm-hmm. no friendly guards.
People. No idea. They,
what happens if someone's having a heart attack?
That's right. And the other part about
the driver
is,
won't be, he's not there.
The other part about it is they're talking about having it run 10 minutes every 10 minutes.
Wow.
And these are single-story trains, not double-decker trains.
Oh, single carriages.
Yeah.
Right.
So these trains will have to take just as much, twice as much trips to carry the same amount of people.
That's if, good.
No.
Yes, it is.
They've already booked it all out. They can't go any closer. They've got every 10 minutes they're going to have a train. If that's full every time... Now, stuff, they've got no way to go.
It'll probably be full a lot of times.
Apparently the capacity is greater, though.
No, it isn't. It's only by carrying, doing twice as many trips. That's how they... So that means the trains are going to run out earlier, break down quicker, because they're travelling much more distances to carry the same amount of people. They're going to use more electricity.
I don't care. I want my train every 3 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to get to my
destination. I don't care if no one's on it, as long as it's there all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. But exactly. these are stupid things that the governments are producing. And another one is they got a new train from Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia, the train comes from Southeast Asia to where?
Every 10 minutes.
This is a new one. This is a new
to Baulker Hills.
The Liberal Party decided to get their trains built in South Korea, Southeast Asia.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's cheaper.
South Korea is actually North Asia, but anyway.
Because it's cheaper. It's cheaper. Yeah. Now, they found out they built the train 6 inches too wide. Now they've got to spend over $1 billion widening the tracks.
Mm-hmm. Where's that?
That's the
light rail.
No, that's the Katoomba line.
Oh, the intercity trains.
Yeah. And how stupid is that?
Also, you might want to remember, it's the train that came down from the Blue Mountains that created the Granville disaster. And that train wasn't too wide. So how would something like that go getting through? Yeah, the Glenbrook train. So how would this one be 6 inches wider? Mm. You know, that's something to think about.
No, what happened is there wasn't any maintenance on them because I used to work on them.
It's your fault, Mick.
No.
So it was your fault, Mick.
No.
We had to... That's how you got mad.
Because they didn't maintain that track and there was all these other little things that built up. The wheels weren't dressed up properly. Yeah,
the speed.
The speed. The track was thinner. It was breaking up. Everything was... All these things built up and caused one big problem.
Well, even better this week, Mick. You haven't probably heard this, but it was in the paper the other day. Apparently the... light rail from Moore Park and Randwick can't go to Darling Harbour.
Oh, no.
Because the two tracks are different gauges. Because they didn't have one standard. Because no one thought...
They probably should have checked
maybe
that.
Maybe one day the train might want to go from Piermont to Surrey Hills.
Oh, these are how our designers work for the government.
And they didn't pick one standard. Like I hear Melbourne has trams. Maybe they've got like the same. And in Melbourne, they've all got the same track size.
Yeah. We've got the same tracks. We did have all the same track size until... the Liberal Party decided to close the trams down and put the Opera House where the tram depot was.
Their argument was that the trams would be cheaper to buy.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they could get the best technology for the trams at the time if you changed the track size.
Oh, boosh.
Bull.
Bull.
Rubbish.
Bull rubbish.
Anything else making mad?
To change the track size, all you have to do is just change the wheelbase, the suspension. All you do is knock out the pins and that comes to... suspension.
Is that why you got sacked from the railways? You just knocked out all the pins and stuff.
You sabotage people.
Yeah. I used to put in new
built
air brakes.
That's how comes into it. They rarely start.
No. Oh. NSWGR used to stand for never swept without good reason. That's what NSWGR stood for.
Which is the old railway group, right?
Yeah.
New South Wales Government Railways.
2MCR FM 100.3.
Wow.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Pete's Week.
Yes,
where
I'll start
we
off.
Begin? We have A lot of things to get through.
I want to talk about, I don't know if we talked about this last week, Hurlston again.
Ah, we talked about it last week.
Parts of the remaining Glemmiers belt between the Campbelltown and Liverpool will include the land surrounding Hurlston Agricultural High School will be lost after the state government declared Glenfield a priority precinct for the developments. As a design priority precinct, Glenfield will be embarked for rezoning and development with housing likely to increase. Now, they've got plans to for about about 15,000 houses to be built along the railway corridor. Southwest Sydney is doing more than its fair share when it comes to development. So there you go. Yes, it's going to be high-rise buildings all around the MacArthur line.
Well, speaking
it's
of
interesting
development, the Narellan Town Centre expansion is nearly finished. The retail bridge is nearly done. And the local paper just wanted to update everyone on that.
That's great.
That is it. It's nearly done. You can walk from one section of the town centre to the other.
Is it changing your
walls? Oh, I don't know why people couldn't do it now, but...
Because it's not crossed the road.
I think that's the thing. People are lazy. They don't want to cross the road.
Oh, the road's not nice though, right?
So when you say that it's nearly finished, does that mean it will be finished before Christmas?
It's scheduled to be finished.
Of course.
Oh, come on. That's a tall call, you know.
I have heard that they promised December, so...
Oh, well.
Every retailer wants to be open before
Everybody
Christmas.
Keep your eyes out. Of course they do. Keep watching out. It.
Some will be open by August.
Amazon before
Next
Christmas?
Next year.
Yeah, of course. Oh, Amazon before Christmas?
What do you reckon?
That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. I don't know if it would be amazing. I think it's been overdone.
It'd be pretty good.
I reckon they're coming before one Christmas. Christmas in July.
Next year, I think like 2018 Christmas probably, not this one.
Now, schools also are growing as well. The St. Gregory's College will change. A new junior school for boys and girls opens its doors. In 2018, they'll have 200 students, two kindergarten classes, one class for each other grade. They're originally going to have a K-2 kindergarten school, but changed their mind because of demand. So lots of demand. They're looking for a school to eventually cater between 600 and 700 students. So they're overflowing with students. And I think that's one of the things that's quite just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the southwest around Camden and stuff, you know, the population of some of those suburbs have gone up 26% in less than 12 months, like around Gregory's Hills and places like
that's
that.
That's a big boom.
It's a population boom happening. Oof. It's like that. Apparently the school's saying they've got a big contingent of old boys who want to bring back their sons and daughters. Oh. There were no old girls, though.
What did they bring back?
There were no old girls. It was only boys' school. Oh.
There's a couple of things they definitely can't bring back, though.
Like sons and daughters, the show's finished.
Yeah.
So they're obviously expanding the repertoire of people that can attend.
All right.
You know, there's concern on the M5 cashback may be axed.
Maybe.
And Campbelltown
Sky
residents...
Sky may fall as well.
Beg your pardon?
The sky may fall as well.
Really?
Oh, really?
Unrelated story.
We better duck. Okay. A Campbelltown resident driving to the CBD 5 days a week could lose more than $2,000 a year. And that is pretty startling money, especially when you can think you could keep it in your hip pocket and use the train. You know, you could use those services and save. Well, if you go with a certain insurance company, you could get a great big saving off the cost of your insurance.
Yeah.
Well, there is some out there.
But should they not axe it, though? Isn't it a bit unfair that you use the M4 you now pay? Because the M4 is going to have a toll.
No, M5.
But the M4 is going to have a toll introduced in August.
Yeah.
And now the M5 is not going to have a toll. Because the cashback, is that really fair?
Well, it's not fair.
Because this is going to be an election issue, right? This is going to be one of the biggest election issues.
Yeah.
Because the state government's going to, they're putting tolls everywhere. Like, they're going to toll you to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
If you want to go outside your front door on the footpath, there'll be a toll gate there at the rate they're going.
Yeah.
Is it not a good idea to cut it and maybe cut the other tolls?
Well, I think they should.
Them much. They can trim them, but...
Well, I think they should trim them because they go up at a moment's notice. Mm. Whose wage goes up at a moment's notice, let alone 12 months' notice? Mm. So, you know, I guess if you're a salesman, you might be able to make more sales so you can sort of cover those things. But a lot of people that work 9 to 5 and may have to work Saturdays as well, so they're working 6 days a week, they can't afford that.
Yeah.
And I think they're, well, on a slightly different subject, but I won't get into it, the same thing that they're starting to find out now about that electricity boost that they've put through. But, it's certainly going to be something really, really strange. Let's wait and see what actually gets to happen.
Well, the bad news is, even if you catch the train, Steve...
Oh, it's going to be a tight squeeze. Yeah.
See, you either pay the tolls or get squeezed.
Yeah. So... I think during summer people might want to pay the tolls because that squeeze will be terrible.
Terrible for some, but good for others.
Yeah, that's right. Because
don't sit next to Tony on the train.
I think we've heard this many times.
Especially after I've had curry. Oh,
good advice.
So if you're on the MacArthur carriage, be warned.
That's right. Which carriage do you get on normally?
Normally the third one.
Third one. Avoid the third carriage.
Avoid, that one. Especially after a Tuesday and a Thursday. I love having curry.
But how can they solve this problem? Because we've seen this in the news many times that people are complaining that there's not enough space.
People complain on the news?
There's not enough... Oh, haven't you watched the news?
Oh my God, that's a new thing.
Joe Citizen complaining about this. Blah, blah, blah.
Isn't the news just a horror movie that is just only 60 minutes long or 30 minutes long, depending on what channel?
It should have never went to 60 minutes, the news.
It's just like 5 minutes. Everyone's unhappy.
Now, if you're not working...
Well, it's a terrible place. Dun-dun-dun. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, and I believe that if you're not working, you can actually catch the news from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, really? Who wants to watch it so many times?
Oh, there's an update.
Why not?
I do.
You got to see
what... It might give you time out from your kids, I suppose.
I watch news 24-7.
Oh, do you? Tell us more.
I just get the updates on my app, and that's it.
So is the train getting more packed? Can you catch the train?
I can catch the train.
Yeah. But is it getting more packed?
Can you? You must
be
quick.
Well, when I catch it, it doesn't really get that packed.
Pull us off.
He's quick.
When you catch the train?
I'm not going to tell you. Because then it'll get packed.
I want to get on the train that day.
In the mornings, it does get packed, obviously. Yeah. It's peak hour. But I think anywhere from 4 to 8, it's usually packed.
Yeah. And it's getting worse because they don't have enough capacity.
And if you can get a job out of those hours, you'll be fine.
Well, and they can't shorten the distance between the trains for less than 5 minutes, which that's another policy thing that they should probably do. But we are getting more population, so what are they going to do? They can't make the trains longer.
They can make them quicker.
They can, but then how do we go with that 5 minutes gap in between a train?
Pop on a show.
I don't think people are going to
rush. A busker maybe, or a little bit of a dance troupe, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting.
That would make the commuters happy,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah, it would. Well, especially if you get the revolutionary train plan that they're going to try and bring out. There's big plans. Clara is looking closely at various international high-speed rail lines like this one in France.
French high-speed rail.
They're pretty fast.
Yeah.
They are great.
But I don't know how they're going to be able to change the tracks. There's so much land sold off all around the place. The corners are far too tight for these fast trains. So
yeah, that could be
tricky. Don't know quite how they're going to really implement that.
Now, the residents of Blair Athol are concerned that the community is going to turn out to be traffic Athol.
Traffic
Athol. I've made that up. But nonetheless, they reckon they're a bit concerned about the new Merrifield estate, and they're saying that the traffic should go to Narellan Road instead of through their suburb.
Narellan Road car park?
How about no, because people are complaining great about the idea, traffic residents. There anyway.
That is just, what a great idea. Let's put the traffic on the road that doesn't already move and put
exactly.
More traffic.
Exactly. And actually, wait till the government gets onto that about Narellan Road car park.
Yeah.
They will want a slice.
People are complaining about tight squeezes on Narellan Road.
Yeah, I think that it's good to be against it, but you've got to have a better argument than that.
Yeah, you can't just say, brush it over there, don't worry about
Let's
it.
Let's pop it on the east of the street. There's not many people there, right?
That's silly.
Yeah, makes all perfect sense. So apparently they're going to put up 590 dwellings, which means another 1,000 cars, and this is where probably the problem lies.
Mm. Easily another 1,000. That could easily be 1,500 cars.
So instead of giving access to Blair Athol, the community of Blair Athol asked the council to connect for Narellan Park for a business park. Business park? Where's a business park here? And widening the road for 2 lanes along Merrifield and Corral Drive so they don't lose their on-street parking. That's where it probably comes down to. They can't park their second car on the road.
Ah.
But this is happening right across that area, I think, around Narellan Road, Camden Valley Way. Yeah. They're putting all these suburbs with no transit in. Like, I saw some suburbs today, and they don't even have, like, passageways to get onto the main road to get to the bus stop.
No.
And the bus doesn't go in the suburb yet. And there's not plenty to go in the suburb anytime soon. And it's like, don't organise these things properly. It's just like, because it's a block of land they can build, or they don't need to make the street wide enough because why would you do that when you can sell another block of land, another 20 blocks of land?
They just want to build more houses.
Make it a one-way street with 2 lanes traffic. What could go wrong?
Yeah, but isn't that why the councils have, you know, actually allocated a lot more housing estate plans? Because the streets are so narrow, what do they call the brown bombers these days? The grey ghosts or... You know, the people that go out and, from the council and fine everyone?
The parking rangers.
They actually send them out through all those housing estates and they go and book people because they're parked half up on... Well, no, but they drive around and take pictures, apparently. Okay. But they book these people that are parked half up on the footpath because the road's not wide enough for, you know, traffic to pass itself here.
Yes.
So that people, the residents, try to do the best they can, and the council comes along and books them. It's a bit unfair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hard to argue with that logic.
The government won't argue on it, but...
We just had a logic alert there. Logic.
Where's Mad Mick? It's the government's fault.
He's gone for lunch.
He's gone to fuel himself for later.
He's at the buffet.
I thought he was trying to lose a bit of weight.
No.
Well, he will once he runs away from the buffet.
Well, I'm glad he's not here for this one.
Okay.
Because there's a new proposal coming to Campbelltown for more apartments in Queen Street.
Mm.
Exciting, because people love more apartments where there's none. It's going to be on the corner near the train station. And the thing is, they're more worried about that there's going to be more traffic there while they're doing the developments.
Yep.
So there we go, traffic again. Don't worry, just brush it over on the other side.
But even after the development's done, there's going to be more traffic because how high are they going up?
Oh,
and the
stories.
Noise?
Oh, about... They're thinking of putting about 594 apartments in there.
Oh, that's not many. That's not many, what is it?
But it's a span over 22 Queen Street to 32 Queen Street.
Yeah, well, that's
going to...
Is that
gonna, the old...
yeah, it's near the factory outlet.
That factory outlet that no one went to.
Well, that's got to be about another 2,000 cars just in that area. Yeah. How are people going to get sleep with the trains
four
going past?
Four cars for an apartment. I think you're being a bit melodramatic.
For an apartment? No, it would be like
1,000. Why? A husband and wife usually have a car each.
In an apartment?
If they only have one child, there's three cars in the family.
What, the two-year-old drives now?
Yeah, they're matchbox.
Well, some people drive like two-year-olds, yes. And they're not necessarily elder drivers.
Talking about two-year-olds, Pete?
No. This person, I am Michael Shea.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a baby.
I wasn't intending that was for you, Pete, but hey, no problem with transferring it.
As you know, Michael Sheen does commentary on all sorts of things on the weekends.
Former presenter here?
Yes. And he's got his web. He calls everyone, and he's got a website. You can listen to him on MacArthurSportsRadio.com or on the Facebook as well. Calls AFL, all sorts of things.
And what's he looking for?
it's like if you want, fancy yourself as being the next Ray Warren.
Wow. Peter, are you okay there?
Yeah.
Are you practicing your Ray Warren voice?
Ray Warren cough.
But, Michael's been doing it for a while now. And
he's back.
He's getting there.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you getting there, Pete?
Pete keeps bringing it back.
No. Go have a drink of water, Peter.
Well, Pete, in other news this week, Campbelltown Council's considering adding a smoking ceremony.
Peter's been smoking. Can you hear that cough?
To a citizen,
it's so smoky in here.
To its citizenship events. Apparently they've done a report detailing the practical measures. It was presented by Meg Oates at the June 11 meeting, saying that she loves her citizenship ceremonies but thinks they're warm and welcoming, but they think they should respect a bit more the Aboriginal heritage.
What aren't they respecting?
I think that they're wanting a smoking ceremony and a welcome to country.
Okay.
You know where you have that welcome to the country where they say we respect the traditional elders. Like we do it from the start of our show, don't we?
Oh, we do. We say this program is on the land of other people. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
It is though. We know that. That's obvious.
Do we?
It is obvious.
Right here.
We weren't here in 1788. I wasn't. Here
I wasn't here in 1788. No.
It wasn't even before that. Though,
I think it was like after that, wasn't it?
So apparently, it's kind of. Have you seen a smoking ceremony?
I have.
It's quite cool.
I remember at primary school, probably, yeah.
Like, they clear off bad spirits, cleansing processes according to their traditional culture, and their traditional owners. It passed unanimously. The report's expected... They just passed the motion to pass the report. It hasn't actually gone into place yet. They still got to consider the impact on how to do this.
Yeah.
Which sounds to me like ring up somebody that can do it, and then say the meeting's on this date. Can you do it?
That's it.
Can't be that hard, surely.
No, it sounds pretty simple.
But I do find Welcome for Country getting a little bit tedious. Like the Welcome for Country stuff, I do find.
Yeah.
I think if it's special and it's meaningful, yes. But if you just Welcome for Country and it's just like said at every like event half the time, it's like.
I think they try and do it at every event, like everywhere.
Like some places do it more than others, but it's like every like lecture or something like that. It's like.
I think they're a bit too much of it, to be honest.
Do you really mean it when you say it? Do you mean it?
Like, no, they don't. They say it because they think they have to.
I've read the script and now I feel like I've done everything and I've respected it.
I actually...
learn about the culture, do some extra stuff.
It kind of turns me off when I hear that because sometimes I see it in emails. Recently, I've been seeing
it in emails.
I've been seeing it in
emails. Welcome to country in the email.
No, not like that, but I, you know...
I want to respect the traditional people of the email people.
The email, something like that, but at the bottom of the email, I'm like, really, I delete it. I usually don't.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll show you a copy. I'll send you one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that after the legal disclaimer as well? To respect the traditional owners of the legal department?
Oh, yeah. Whoops, I can't. But, you know, and fine. I guess this would be fine. Oh, no, we've got a couple more.
Oh.
But after 16 years, the local Blockbuster in Mount Annan is closing down. No more VHSs.
What a shame.
No more DVDs. They're
really
be
like, a shame?
What?
Not
why?
Really. Who borrows DVDs and videos?
Yeah, but what about for all of us that have got DVDs and CDs and all those things at home?
You can still use your DVD player.
Yeah. I still have a DVD player.
Well, not if you can't increase, you know, your DVDs by going and buying a DVD, you know, to play on your player.
No, you can still buy DVDs. It's just that this one rental store is the last of a chain store that's closing down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the last one in the area. There's two others in, I think, Ingleburn and...
Yeah, this the dying breeze.
That could be a sign of the times.
Oh, this one at Ginderbine.
One at Ingleburn.
So if that's what I meant.
Ingleburn and Ginderbine.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a DVD, you've got two choices.
Those are the two last ones. But
you're a good 700 Ks away. I know,
I was actually disappointed because I walked past it the other day. I'm like, and the person was drawing on the sign. You're drawing the actual paint closing down. I'm like, oh, that's such a shame.
But there was kind of, I used to like going to video store.
Yeah, I actually did too when I was
It was cool fun because you get to see the covers, you get to go around and buy popcorn and have it.
That had that nice smell, the popcorn smell, and then like.
Yeah. That closing down sign, was it being done at night time by a kid with three or four different cans of paint?
No,
they do a good job, you know.
It was professionally done by someone. Yeah,
well, they could say they do it professionally too.
Graffiti is bad.
Do not graffiti.
I'm not talking about graffiti. I'm talking about the closing down sign.
Closing down signs are bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a very nice sign. It had a picture on there.
Did it? Yeah. Oh,
it was
good.
Very nice. Probably the best closing down sign I've ever seen.
Really? You've assessed all the ones closing down signs around the world.
After all the ones I've remembered, yeah.
Are you a closing down sign collector?
I'm a closing down hoarder, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Someone told me the other day that somebody collects phone boxes.
Phone boxes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a phone box collector in town.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that's a really unusual thing to collect.
Like, I know someone that collects phone books.
Well, I know that. Yeah.
Do you?
The phone book guy and the phone box collectors should get together and have like a phone box.
They can have like a phone book fan club.
I can't really imagine.
No.
Phone
do you know why he collects them? Yeah. He hasn't got no seats at home.
No, he
stacks them on top and you sit on that to the table.
You get milk crate.
No,
hurt your bum.
You know why? Because I've got no toilet.
Fingers do the walk and pee.
Got no toilet paper, so I have to use a phone box.
I use newspapers for that if I don't have toilet paper.
Do you?
If I have no toilet paper, I'll use the newspaper.
Don't you get yellow stains?
No, I'd be like, who's this article written by?
No, use your phone book.
No, but don't you get yellow stains, Pete?
No. Use a phone book or a newspaper.
All right, guys, come on, professional.
We'll just lower the tone. That's Pete's week, obviously.
2MCRFM 100.3.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for TV news. A lot's been happening.
Yeah. Well, if you are single...
No, come on. The biggest news of the week. Pete.
What's that?
Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior?
It's gotten season 2.
You kidding me?
I can't believe it, though, but we're going to announce tonight the winner of Ninja Warrior.
It was a draw.
No one.
No. It's, why?
Because I want you to come back next year.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I love that.
I didn't
watch that for the Soda Origin next year. Have no winner. Yeah. That'd be so much better than this year.
Exactly.
Or when it gets to the 79th minute, just cut off the television.
That had over 2 million in the last episode.
Why so popular?
And Peter's the only one that hates it, apparently.
And I didn't watch it at all.
Well, you're silly. It's a good show.
Silly.
But why was it? There was no winner, apparently, because they didn't complete the course. They couldn't finish the...
Nah.
And apparently, a lot of people were upset about this, because they were like, how can you ever show that no one wins?
You know why? Because these people have been...
On Twitter.
These people have been taught by the networks that these competition shows are rigged, and they're
That's
made,
right.
and they're scripted. Whereas when they actually get a proper competition show, and there's no winner, it upsets them.
Yeah, I know.
But apparently, the Ninja Warrior franchise has that as a rule. Like, you have to complete the course. There's none of these, like, everyone's a winner.
That's what American Ninja Warrior was all about, and the Japanese one.
I think it's brilliant.
It is.
When it's second standard, like, you just can't...
But I think next year they'll do more than the, six episodes they did, or like, 8 episodes.
Yeah, I reckon.
They'll do a full 26-episode season.
And still no winner.
Do a celebrity one as well.
I reckon if you become the winner then, if you become the only Ninja Warrior that wins...
That's a title in its own right.
Yeah.
Well, what about the interest in this?
It's prestigious, right?
Yeah.
Because who remembers the Idol guy from 5 years ago? Or
I don't even know there was Idol.
Was there? Maybe not. I don't know.
The only one I know is like Guy Sebastian and Shannon Noll.
Yeah. Anthony Clay and all.
And the lady from.
I've never seen an episode of
Lady from Bankstown.
Oh, Masterchef.
Lady from Bankstown in 2014.
Yeah, there you go.
Lady.
I can't remember her name.
What
did
she cook? Bankstown food.
Yeah. Bankstown food.
But what about this other show that they've been highly publicised and same time next year? You know, people are making all these promises, this and that, and what they're going to do and so on. Yeah, I think that's going to be a really good show. Like, it all changes in front of you because they've been doing all this filming from last year.
It's kind of like Boyhood, but...
Apparently, yeah. Pete was on that show, made a promise
that he wouldn't run down Queen Street.
He was going to get biscuits in the studio. Yeah, already.
And he didn't do it.
No. Peter.
Sad, Peter.
Even
sad.
A Tim Tam or something would have been all right.
You could have got some Tony yesterday.
Oh, okay, moving on.
You could have got out of the office. But hey, if you are single and you live in Sydney, I think this is for Mad Mika again. Oh. Another show for him. Yeah, another dating series to be here from. Screen Time is now casting for Sydney-based singles who would be willing to let friends and family come along for the ride and help them make the decision. So, to date or not to date. So your family can go with you on the date.
Did Shakespeare say that?
And they might say, hey, nah, not good enough, or yes or no for you. Shooting will be commenced in September, right? Till November, so you've got to be prepared to be available only one to two days is filming. So it's only 1 to 2 days of filming. Anytime between late September and November, you're single and you want to go on a new dating show, take your family along with you.
What if you don't have any family left?
Could I ask you guys to come along?
I'm busy.
Oh, but you're a friend.
You can take Mad Mick with you.
I'm glad you think that.
Take Mad Mick with you.
What about you, Glenn?
I'll check my calendar.
Glenn's your friend too, right? I think I'm contractually obliged.
Mate, I don't know. I
may be. Mad Mick, don't turn around and walk away. You're allowed to answer too.
He's still at the buffet.
I guess I can't get on the show then.
What a pity. Applications close October 1st.
Now, Fetch has become the official broadcaster of the UFC in Australia.
Yes.
Even though Foxtel recently signed their deal with the UFC as well. So they're kind of sharing UFC. Foxtel mentioned it maybe a couple of hours or a day after that Fetch did.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means, stay off our turf.
Yeah.
We own the UFC.
So get away.
We'll take you in the cage. Anyway.
Fight. Who wins?
So for people that got Fetch, it's part of the, their thing as well. And Foxtel as well. So whichever tickles your fancy.
Now, MasterChef apparently finished this week too, allegedly. Mm-hmm. And the winner this year was a Malaysian board accountant, Deanna Chan, who won over the Queenslander, Ben Ungerman.
That sounds awesome.
He should have won.
That's not one of the guys.
That should be the second season. Ben Cleverman.
Ungerman. I thought it might have been someone out of the Odd Couple.
She won with 89 points, and she survived the marathon cook-off.
Marathon cook-off.
Like, it must have went into overtime. Must have opened up the microwave. Might have used the oven even. And apparently she gets $250,000, a magazine column, and a title for the whole year. It's like being Australian of the Year.
Wow.
But for cooking.
Just not as prestigious.
Yes. Right. Okay. US actor John Hurt, best known of being in Home Alone, The Sopranos, and Prisoner, and dies.
So sad.
72. He was found in a hotel, was pronounced dead on the scene on Friday night. Mine bites the dust.
Now the Doctor Who Christmas special is coming up. We've got the TARDIS here, clearly. It's called Twice Upon a Time because it's the reveal of the new female Doctor and the and Peter Capaldi. Now it's the official when she comes out, or I guess the TARDIS, or Peter Capaldi regenerates into her. That's how it works. Sorry, the Doctor regenerates.
Would they actually class that as a transgender or what?
Don't tell Trump though.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Okay, all right, bye guys.
Thank God he hasn't listed this SNL. And ABC for me is getting a design your own firework competition.
Cool.
Nothing like a good old design your own firework competition for kids.
Yeah, let kids play with fireworks.
Anyone see a problem with this one?
Kids playing with fireworks.
Apparently, though, it's a competition where they kind of do it graphically and I don't think it's actually they make their own fireworks, just to clarify.
Well, that's the not kids, fun for kids.
You can't make your own fireworks. But look at their website at abc.net.au/New Year's Eve, which I will also suspect will be the most criticised broadcast of the new year.
Yeah, because kids don't know how to make fireworks. They're terrible on
every
screen.
Every time the ABC does New Year's Eve, everyone complains about how bad it is.
Well, maybe people should stop watching it. Like,
no, they still watch it, though, because then they can watch it and complain about it the next day. It's like a New Year's resolution.
It's those type of people.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't think that the kids were actually that terrible about making fireworks. I thought it was more about getting rid of the fireworks. They tend to hang on to them for too long. Or they might light them and put them in their pocket. And
fire lighters.
Then they go, they just say, this is a different sort of, a torch.
All right, MTV has announced Katy Perry will host the 2017 MTV Music Awards next month, August the 28th.
The Block is also looking for a new, they're coming back on with some applications for new people to be on The Block. So if you don't make the single show, Pete, you can be on The Block.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you probably do your block. Maybe you got to go to the single shows first, then you go to the block, because I think you need a couple.
No, I want to go on Home and Away Neighbours first.
Right, good. And also, Red Simons, he has suffered a significant injury to his brain, unfortunately. Yeah. He was on the way to the shops, fell over. He was hit very hard on his head and ended up with an injury. Mm. But apparently, according to ABC Radio during the week, he's okay. It's no loss of function. He's back getting back together. But a bit of concerns there for the format. Hey, it's Saturday.
Now, Fox Sports News changed on Monday when they got together. They're in now. Fox Sports News have made it's new programming. It's going to be live all day. Some of the there's old stuff and some of the new stuff as well. But from now on, all the shows on Fox Sports News are now live. So yeah, it's very interesting.
So number 5 is alive.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's off TV.
Yes, that is.
SNL.